Francis, Bohr and Heisenberg, part of a joint Radio 3 and Radio 4 series of three Michael Frayn dramas for radio, including new adaptations of his novels Skios and Headlong. Copenhagen is our Drama on 3 tomorrow, here on Radio 3, at 7:30.
Three classic productions from the Glyndebourne Festival. Bizet's Carmen. Rossini's La Cenerentola. Beginning with Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. Opera on Three presents Glyndebourne Greats. Starts this evening at 6:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is Radio 3. It's 4 o'clock and time for this week's Music Planet with Lopa Katari.
Well, that was Group RTD featuring Asma Omar and a track from the first ever international release from the Republic of Djibouti, that little country at the mouth of the Red Sea, formerly known as French Somaliland. The album has got a great title, The Dancing Devils of Djibouti, and an equally fascinating story behind it. Since the Republic of Djibouti gained independence in 1977, virtually all music has been under the domain of the state, with every band a national enterprise and all music property of the state. Well, in 2016, Vic Sahoni of Ostinato Records got in touch with RTD, the country's national radio station. And after 3 years of discussions, the label was finally allowed access to the formidable music archives of the Republic. And there they discovered saxophonist Mohammed Abdi and his current band, Group RTD. Well, Sohoni was keen to do a new album with the group, so negotiations continued until officials finally said yes and gave him the go-ahead to use the vintage RTD studio, but for 3 days only. And this record is the result. The Dancing Devils of Djibouti is released at the beginning of next month on Ostinato Records. Well, hello and welcome to Music Planet with me, Lapa Katari. We've got lots of great music this afternoon, including a road trip to Paraguay. That's in just over 10 minutes' time. But staying with this idea of discovery, next up is some new but actually quite old music from Madagascar. Bongo Joe's latest release is Damali, who is a master of the tsapiki guitar. Now, when you listen to it, I want you to bear in mind that this is traditional music played more often than not at funerals. It's from fairly recent times, 1995 to 2002, but recorded primarily on homemade equipment and instruments. This is Damali and Okaka. Thank you. Madagascar's Damali and Okaka from the collection Early Years Madagascar Cassette Archives, released at the end of last month on Bongo Joe. Well, coming up on Music Planet, as well as that road trip to Paraguay, we've got Ganawa music from the Jola project in Belgium, a track from Hungary's Agnes Herzku, and our classic artist is that absolute powerhouse of Malian music, Umu Sangare, and we'll be ending the programme with a brand new track from her. Now, you might have heard Catherine Tekel play a track from this next album a couple of weeks back. It's a group with a really amazing and unusual sound. They're called Al Bilali Sudan, after the ancient name for Timbuktu. And at the centre of their music is a three-stringed lute called the Tehardent. And that's what they actually call the style of music. The group's leader is Abelo Yatara, who himself comes from a long line of Tuareg griots who've performed this music for generations. This is Tagani.
والله عوتناني والله
Undoubtedly, the sound of West Africa. Danib is the single from Tidian Tiam's album Siftold that came out last week on Sahel Sounds. Ancient melodies from Fouta Toro, which is a rich and fertile area in northern Senegal along the Senegal River, but a region with a dry and inhospitable desert at its centre. As a folklorist, Tiam is keen for us not to forget some of the beautiful music that has graced our civilizations. So Siftold, meaning remember, is his plea to us to keep our songs and melodies safe. This is Music Planet on BBC Radio 3, and time now for another of our Music Planet road trips, your downloadable guide to music from all over the world. This week, our regular correspondent Beto Arcos is in Paraguay.
I'm standing at the shore of Lake Ipacaraí, about an hour east of Asunción, the capital of Paraguay. This lake was made famous by one of the most romantic love songs ever written anywhere, Recuerdos de Ipacaraí by Demetrio Ortiz. This song has been performed and recorded by countless musicians and singers around the world. Here's a classic version by the great Paraguayan singer Amambay Cardoso Ocampo.
Una noche tibia nos conocimos junto al agua azul de Ipacaraí. Tú cantabas triste por el camino, viejas melodías en guaraní, y con el embrujo de tus canciones iba ya naciendo tu amor en mí. Y en la noche hermosa de plenilunio, de tus blancas manos sentí el calor que con sus caricias me dio el amor.
That was singer Amambay Cardoso Ocampo, daughter of one of the great figures of Paraguayan popular music, composer Mauricio Cardoso Ocampo. Recuerdos de Ipacaraí is a guarania, Paraguay's national music genre, created in 1925 in the capital Asunción by composer José Asunción Flores. Flores, in collaboration with poet and lyricist Manuel Ortiz Guerrero, established the guarania as the emblematic music genre of Paraguay. In the words of Flores, the guarania is from my people, written for and by my people. Paraguay is a country with two official national languages, Spanish and Guarani. In the 1930s, the guarania played a crucial role in reclaiming the Guarani language by the people of Paraguay. Today, there are as many guaranias written in Spanish as there are in Guarani, and many guaranias are sung in Yopará, which is a mixture of Spanish and Guarani. Here's an 85-year-old recording of a guarania composed by the creator of the genre, José Asunción Flores. At the beginning of the song, you'll hear Flores speaking in Guarani and singing the melody of the song Nde Ratupuqua, recorded by the great Agustín Barbosa.
Jarire José Asunción, va a cocinar la ya graba, la ya va.
La icuaisa, amigo, va a esta mujer grabada, Cunde la tipicuánico y ponen la sala ya grabada. Esta en Aleana y antes de que tú ya grabado, pean va.
That was Agustín Barbosa singing Nde Ratupuqua, Your Dimples, accompanied by Orquesta Ortiz Guerrero, recorded in Buenos Aires in 1935. The guarania reached its height of popularity in Paraguay in the 1950s. A few years later, the style reached a larger international audience when singers from all over the world began performing and recording it. In 1963, Los Panchos, the internationally renowned Mexican trio, released an album of Paraguayan music, which included several guaranias. In the 1970s, the group Los Troveros de América performed and recorded guaranias composed by Flores and Ortiz. From their album called Bajo el Cielo del Paraguay, or Under the Paraguay Sky, here's a guarania called De Rendape Ayú, I Come to You.
Esperanza mi mora en jugo que vi a marombo dama o ape a muajevo tañes una mebe ande bobo y beba selvo y humi.
That was the vocal trio Los Troveros de América and the guarania Ne Nrndape Ayú, I've Come to You. A few years ago, Paraguayan musician Ricardo Flecha produced a series of four albums focused on the guarania. One of the albums, La Guarania Crece Sin Fronteras, The Guarania Grows Without Borders, was intended to show the style's popularity and influence outside Paraguay. The album included musicians from Argentina and Brazil singing guaranias. Here's a guarania written in Portuguese in the 1960s by Mario Palmeiro, a Brazilian composer. The song is called Saudade, And the arrangement is by Mauricio Cardoso Ocampo, who also plays the guitar. And singing in a duet is Ricardo Flecha with none other than Brazil's Chico Buarque.
Se queres compreender o que é saudade, terás que antes de tudo conhecer. Sentir o que é querer, o que é ternura, e ter por bem um grande amor viver. Então compreenderás o que é saudade. Depois
that was a guarania called Saudade, sung by Brazil's Chico Buarque and Paraguay's Ricardo Flecha. Here's what singer and composer Ricardo Flecha says about the guarania.
Querido amigo Beto,
for Paraguayans, it's not only a musical genre. It's a state of mind, a place, a way of recognizing and seeing who we are inside, in relationship with the original native cultures. They used to say that Guarania was a place with fabulous trees, extraordinary flora and fauna, a place that exists. Our native cultures talk about a place called Uvu Maraneu, a land without evil. Our ancestors marched toward the sunrise, saying that this place existed, contrary to the Christian notion that says that when you die, you go to paradise. In that long march, they created the land without evil inside each one of them. It's a beautiful story of this country. You see, Paraguay is almost a secret, but it's important for people to know about its history and culture through its music. Flores, the creator of the guarania, was a chronicler of his time, a pacifist, a lover of nature, with firm convictions and utopias created through his songs. It's an early evening at the home of music promoter and producer Lucas Toriño in Asunción. He invited me to a sumptuous, tasty asado or barbecue. We're joined by two world-renowned master musicians, harpist Sixto Corbalán and guitarist Pedro Martinez. And they brought their instruments. Right after the feast, they start playing a most touching instrumental version of a guarania called Mis Noches Sin Ti, My Nights Without You. That was harpist Sixto Corbalán and guitarist Pedro Martinez playing a classic guarania called Mis Noches Sin Ti. Finally, I want to share with you a song by one of the top five Paraguayan bands, Néstor Ló y Los Caminantes. Now, this is not a traditional guarania, but a song that has guarania in its DNA, its rhythmic foundation. It's called A la Distancia, or At a Distance.
Para que en cada mañana recuerdes que nuestra tierra, mi Paraguay. Esos ojos hermosos que solo tienen deseo de viajar para cerrar un vacío que quizás nunca pude llenar. Y cuando pienso que te perdí por causa de mi madurez, somos testigos de estos latidos que vuelven a renacer. Tu blanca miel rozando mi piel.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Guaranias from Paraguay. I would like to thank musicians Ricardo Flecha, Javier Palma, Pedro Martinez, and Gabriel Monzón, and my friend, music journalist Mavi Martinez, for sharing their knowledge about the Guarania. As always, it's a pleasure to take you on a road trip. I'm Beto Arcos. Thank you for listening.
And our thanks to Beto Arcos. You can find more details about the music in that feature via BBC Sounds, where, of course, you can also download the whole thing as a podcast. Now, you might be surprised to hear this, but Brussels is fast becoming known as the Genoa capital of Europe. And this is why. About 40 Genoa musicians, originally from Morocco, live in the city. Some of them have been there for over 20 years. Well, now 17 of them have got together to form a group called Jola, meaning tour or path, to share with us their music as it has evolved in Belgium. To complete their apprenticeship, so to speak, every student of Genoa music has to head off by themselves and travel from place to place to meet other artists, share music, learn different techniques and absorb different philosophies. Only then can they say that they've completed their Jola and be initiated into the way of the Genoa. So here is the Jola Collective featuring vocalist Hanan Abdallah and a track called Mule Ahmed from their album Hidden Genoa Music in Brussels.
We'll be right back.
From the album Hidden Ganawa Music in Brussels, that track was Mule Ahmad from the Jola Collective. And this is Music Planet with me, Lapa Katari. So from Ganawa music in Belgium to Rebetiko in London. Antonis Antoniou, Lefteris Mumtis and Colin Somerville, a.k.a. Trio Teke, continue their journey into Rebetiko on their new album. It's called Strovilos, a Greek word meaning twister or whirlwind, and with percussionist Dave DeRose, who worked with them on their last album, and more electrification, it certainly does create eddies in the dust. Strovilos came out on Riverbed Records last month, 10 original compositions further establishing Trio Teke as Rebetiko's 21st century heroes. I have a soft spot for the Hungarian turn of phrase, and in particular, the voice of Agnes Herzku. Kamara, which means chamber, came out at the end of last year on Phono Records. 10 folk tunes from across Hungary, Bulgaria and Slovakia. That was my favourite. The opening track of the album, Ada Bush. Agnes's voice just, for me, seems to sparkle like a cool stream catching the light as it skips over the pebbles. Well, I'm going to end the programme today with this week's classic artist, Mali's songbird Umu Sangare. For those of you who have heard her before and may also have been to see her live, you will know that she is an absolute force. Her voice and stage presence, she cannot be ignored. I'm going to play her brand new single, Jukuru, at the end of the programme. But first, here she is in 1989, and the title track from her debut album, Musulu, meaning women, that catapulted her to fame. Sangare has come a long way, from singing in the streets of Bamako to winning a Grammy Award. She began her career touring with a Malian group called Joliba when she was just 16, and that experience sealed it for her. So when she got back to Mali from the tour, she set about forming her own band. With the help of the legendary guitarist Ali Farkaturi, Sangare signed to the World Circuit label, and her international career began. She's been on the scene now for 3 decades and has stayed at the top of her game with some masterful reinventing of herself. In 2017, she took her music to a whole new level with the Mogoya album. New look, new sound, new band. Well, she's about to release another album, Acoustic, on No Format next month, that is a reimagining of Mogoya. The clue is in the title. It's unplugged, no retakes, no overdubs, simply acoustic. Now, you might think, no big deal. But frankly speaking, this is big for Umu, as she is a rock queen and cranking up the volume is her thing. So here she is to play us out today on Music Planet, Umu Sangare and Jukuru, unplugged. See you next week.
Jukuru den le kui, fudu moso nyuma le kokodo.
Jukuru den le kui, kokodo.
fadilan wale kokodo
juguru de lele kui kokoro do wale
mokani fi juguru de lele kui che kokoro do ma e ala
juguru de lele kui kokoro do wale la
Sangare and Jukuru. Music Planet was presented by Lopa Katari and produced by Felix Carey. Well, now it's time for J to Z on BBC Radio 3 and an edition first broadcast in September last year.
Hello and welcome. I'm Julian Joseph and I'm delighted to be joined by the brilliant pianist, composer and band leader Rebecca Nash. She and her group Atlas will be with me for the next 90 minutes playing music from their new album Peaceful King. Rebecca, over to you.